Time to have a chat to Tom Smith, the member for Bundaberg. And how are you, Tom? Nice to talk.
Always great to talk, Trevor. Mate, how's things up in Bundy? I'm down in Brisbane. I can't wait to get back. I know that, you know, the sun's always shining up in Bundy, so well, I'm looking forward to getting back there ASAP.
It's a bit cloudy at the moment.
Is it? Well, that's okay. That's all okay. Right. A cloudy day in Bundy is better than a bright day in Brizzy.
Indeed. All right, mate. Now, education vouchers, these have been named by your government.
Yeah, so absolutely. So what we're doing is, obviously, tourism's had a bit of a tough time during COVID-19, and we want to find a way to really stimulate tourism around the Great Barrier Reef and the experiences there. So what we're doing is we've got $1 million, which will be broken up into $150 vouchers for school kids in primary school and secondary school to go as a part of an excursion or as a camp to the Great Barrier Reef and really sort of learn about the ecosystem there, reef restoration and conservation as well. So it's fantastic, and it's going to be accessed by Bundy kids. You know, we're at the base of the Great Barrier Reef, and we probably don't always give our kids that great opportunity to get out there. Well, the Palaszczuk government's going to make sure that Bundy kids are getting out there and enjoying the Great Barrier Reef.
Good stuff indeed. Now, speaking of youngsters, you've been out and about visiting all over the place last week.
I have indeed. The last fortnight, it's been a real sort of a return to teaching a little bit, you know. I love my teaching, so I got out to Norval State School a couple of weeks ago because it was Queensland School's Library Week, and I read one of my favourite books, Mac of the Alpaca, to the kids, and, you know, they loved it, and then I gave them a turn to reading, and let me tell you, they're better readers than me, that's absolutely for sure. So it's great stuff that Norval's doing out there, and I also had a fantastic experience. I got to go to St. Luke's last week and talk to the Year 11s about legal studies, and, you know, we're in good hands. You know, these are some very, very sharp, very, very bright kids, and the best thing is that they care about the world that's going on around them, and that really came through with some of the questions they've got, and, you know, they're going to be some real leaders into the future, that's for sure. And then the other great one was I went along to Lyons Bundaberg and listened to five students from Bundaberg State High. They were giving their speeches, public speeches, and they talked about some of the key issues. And let me tell you again, just like St. Luke's, we have some very, very good leaders in the Bundaberg community. And you know what? We want to keep them in Bundy as well. So they don't have to go down to Brisbane. We've got great education facilities up here, great schools. And one of those is also CQU, who also had their orientation week a couple of weeks ago. And went along there, cooked some pancakes for the young uni students, because if there's one thing uni students love, it's a free feed. So I made sure to get along there. But it was great to see so many young people and also mature-age students getting in there, because they want to be nurses, they want to be teachers, they want to be physios, and at the end of the day, all of those jobs are going to go back into serving our community, and that's why it's so great to get out there. So Luke's doing a great job out at CQU, and to all those students who are undergoing their first uni degree, you know, study hard, but also make sure that you take the time to look after yourselves as well, because you'll be serving our community well into the future.
Good on you, mate. I know you're a busy boy, so we'll let you go, and you back to Parliament House, mate.
Mate, no worries. I can't wait to get back to Bundy, that's for sure. Cheers, mate.